Well, many of us make New Year's resolutions, and they often involve healthier habits. And just about any list of popular resolutions will have quit smoking close to the top. But even with great intentions, it can be tough to quit, especially without a little help. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today as we talk about quitting smoking with our guest, Dr. Mike Fiore. Michael Fiore back with us, professor of medicine and the founder of and director of the Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention at the UW-Madison. Great to have him with us. Are you a former smoker like I am? Let us know the methods you use to quit, maybe. What was your motivation? Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, or you can send us an email. Email address, ideas@WPR.org, ideas@WPR.org. Dr. Mike Fiore, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Great to see you, Larry. Great to see you.
Gosh, it's been a long time. As we look at this quitting smoking, I think there are great reasons. I think many people understand them. But how significantly does it impact the smoker's health to quit?
Well, stated simply, Larry, there's nothing a person can do that'll improve their current and future health as much as quitting smoking. This is one statistic that always just blows me away, and that is, of all the smokers in Wisconsin today, there's about 650,000 of them. Half of them, more than 300,000 of our state residents, will die prematurely of a disease directly caused by smoking if they don't quit. So if you smoke, it's like Russian roulette with one empty slot and then one bullet. There's nothing that puts a person at greater risk than quitting. And this is a great time to quit, particularly with some of the new resources that are being provided to smokers.
Yeah. And what about those living with a smoker? What are the secondhand effects?
Well, unfortunately, however you get smoke into your lungs, you put yourself at risk. And while it's not anywhere near the risk that a person who smokes a pack a day will have, secondhand smoke has been shown to cause lung cancer in spouses and close family members, for example. So if you do smoke, regardless of whether you're interested in quitting or not, to help the people around you, smoke outside. Don't smoke inside. Particularly don't expose kids to secondhand smoke.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. You know, Kale in Green Bay, I think, is in the process of quitting. Let's hear from Kale. Hi, Kale.
Hi, it's actually Carol. You know what? The only people that are happy about my quitting effort are my friends. I'm looking forward to neurosurgery. And I needed to be 1 month without cigarettes. So because they wouldn't have done they won't do the surgery if I'm not. So I had a 44 year habit with cigarettes. I was the only one of my friends in college who didn't smoke. And then I started smoking. Back in the 70s. And I am looking back on all of this, you know, and I was pretty much a pack-a-day smoker once I got into it. And my lungs stayed clear, and I am not kidding you. Every chest x-ray they did, they said, the worst I ever heard was my lungs are essentially normal. And so I did not want to quit because I thought I was the exception. And of course, something else would, you know, what could have happened for sure. But anyway, here's what I did. My doctor prescribed varenicline, which is the generic form of Chantix. And they were right. Once you get into taking that, I started 3 weeks ago, I think. I just don't care anymore. I just don't smoke.
Oh, good for you, Carol. Yeah. Comment, Dr. Fiore.
Well, first of all, Carol, congratulations. You're doing a smart thing, whether the chest x-ray showed anything or not. your likelihood of doing well in surgery is markedly increased as a result of you quitting and being off a month will be great. You're right that varenicline for many people is an incredibly helpful pill to help people quit smoking. And we use it more and more. It's been shown to be more effective than some of the nicotine medicines that are also effective. So Carol, I'm just going to end by saying congratulations. You're doing a smart thing for your health, for your wallet, for your family, for your friends. Congratulations and good luck with your surgery.
Yeah, good luck with that, Carol. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your call. Are there some statistics about how many times the average person tries to quit before they're successful? If you fail once or more, does it mean you'll never succeed?
Just the opposite, Larry. What we know is that the more times you try, the greater the likelihood that you will succeed. So don't be discouraged. It's a new year. It's a fresh start. And I want to tell you about a new free service, but from the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line. And if you go on Larry's site, you can get all of the details about this. But the Quit Line is a free counseling service. You can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or you could text READY to 34191 or go on the website. What it allows you to do is to get a trained counselor who will work with you to develop a quit plan. But in the old days, we used to give 2 weeks of free medicine, free nicotine patches or gum or lozenges. You could choose which type. And now this year, beginning on January 1st, for the first time, we're offering everyone 8 weeks of free medicine. And that's medicine that gets mailed to your house. You don't need a prescription. You don't need to go to the pharmacy. But it will markedly increase the likelihood of you quitting. And we know that those who take the medicine for 8 weeks are much more likely to quit. So call the Quit Line. It's a great service. A lot of people are using it. This is a limited time offer for 8 weeks of free medicine. It's a great time to quit.
And the number is, we have this on our site today, but it's 800-784-8669, if I'm not mistaken. 800-784-8669 or 800-QUIT-NOW, the words that that you would use for that. Or you can go to wiquitline.org. And we've got all this information at ideas at wpr.org/Larry under the today's comments in the comments section. So how were you able to do this year?
Well, we need to thank the Wisconsin Health Department that has dedicated more funding to allow us to offer more nicotine patches. The CDC helps as well, but it's the Wisconsin Tobacco Control Program that works across the state to reduce smoking in our state. And that's a good news story, as you know, Larry. Back in the 60s, when smoking rates were at their peak, half of all adults smoked, about 50% of all adults smoked. Today in Wisconsin, we're down to about 14%. So we've made great progress, but we still have 650,000 smokers. And we want to urge every one of them to take advantage of the free resources to try to quit. No matter how many times you've tried in the past, it's a great time to quit. And we're ready to help you in any way we can.
You mentioned the nicotine patch. How does that work with your body?
Okay, so think about the Carol who called a few minutes ago who smokes a pack of cigarettes a day or used to before she quit 2 weeks ago. She was delivering through every puff of smoke she made. She was delivering nicotine that got into the body through the lungs and then went immediately to the brain and within 10 seconds bound to neuroreceptors in the brain that result in feeding the addiction part of smoking. When you quit, particularly for someone like her who's been smoking for 44 years, the body really has a hard time adjusting to the lack of nicotine. So think about the nicotine patch as a bridge. You put it on like a Band-Aid, and it gradually delivers nicotine so that you could focus on breaking the habit part of smoking while the patch takes care of the addictive part and makes it easier for the brain that's in withdrawal. And then once you've got the habit broke, you can wean off the nicotine patches or the gum or the lozenges. And that's the mechanism of action, Larry.
So it helps the body, but the habit part is something you kind of have to work on a bit.
Absolutely. You know, for so many people who smoke, their cigarettes are built into every moment of their lives. For example, most pack-a-day smokers don't even get fully out of bed before they light their first cigarette. And they typically have their first cigarette within 5 minutes of awakening. And that's because during the night, their blood nicotine level fell and their body is saying, feed me, feed me. I want some nicotine. The brain is saying that to the person. So by doing, this is just a way to deal with that withdrawal set of symptoms.
And we can talk some more about that with our guest today. Dr. Mike Fiore will be with us right up until 12:30 today. And I hope you'll join in with your own comments or your own experiences with quitting smoking. Number to call, 800-642-1234. Or you can email us, the email address, ideas@WPR.org. Take a quick look at the news, and then we'll be back with Dr. Mike Fiore. I'm Larry Mueller. Thanks for joining in today. Larry Mueller here, and hands down, one of the most important things you can do for your health is to stop smoking. Dr. Mike Fiore is with us. Dr. Michael Fiore, professor of medicine and founder and director of the Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention at UW-Madison. So, tell us who helped you quit smoking cigarettes. Did you rely on community programs? How did your loved ones support you? Maybe you used a helpline. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. And Tom in Madison is online with a comment. So let's go there. Hi, Tom.
Good morning. Afternoon. So I quit smoking in 2020 when I was diagnosed with peripheral artery disease, PAD, which I had no idea anything about. And I found out that blood clots were caused by my smoking. Lucky for me, I got involved with a program the doctor's talking about, and I used a combination of Chantix and a patch. I have never looked back. I cannot say how happy I am that I beat it. You know, it's a long, long journey, but it was because UW's program gave me so much good assistance that I was able to fight it.
Oh, Tom, thank you so much. Dr. Mike Fiore, comment.
Well, Tom, I just want to also congratulate you. What a great thing you've done for your health. And a lot of people don't know much about peripheral artery disease, but it really can be brutal. It can cause, as you say, blood clots that for many individuals lead to amputations of the legs or the arms. So it's a really bad actor. And kudos to you for seeking out and taking advantage of what could help you to quit beyond just willpower. I think there's a misconception out there that smoking is something that people should just be able to do on their own, and somehow you're weak if you use treatment. In fact, it's just the opposite. You're smart and you're strong because you're using all the tools available. And just as you wouldn't manage a heart attack or hypertension or diabetes just with willpower, nor should you do this with smoking. Talk to your doctor. She or he may have really helpful advice and can write prescriptions. Take advantage of the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line, which gives now 8 weeks of free nicotine replacement medications. Go to smokefree.gov, which is the National Cancer Institute's portal for all sorts of resources to help you to quit, including a text-based program to help you to quit. It's a great time to quit. We have lots of resources. Don't suffer alone. You could get over your smoking no matter how many times you've tried in the past. It's a great time to quit.
Tom, thank you again for calling. And that quit line, I should give that again. It's 800-784-8669 and still available. 8 weeks of medications that can help you quit smoking, and it won't cost you a cent. So there you go.
And it'll get mailed to your house. You don't even have to go see your doctor to get access to it. We're able to screen you and give you the medicine, and we'll mail it to your house so you could start in and get going to be quit for good.
800-784-8669 is that number to call. Well, Peter in New Lisbon, we'll give you a chance. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi, Larry. Thanks for having me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Peter.
Okay. I smoked from a teenager probably till I was about 40 or so, 45 maybe, and I tried quitting multiple times. I used the patch, I used the gum, and that just seemed to be a crutch for me, and I wound up quitting with a prescription from my doctor for Chantix. I've never had a cigarette since. It was able to take the edge off, and was finally able to do it.
Oh, Peter, thank you for calling. Comment, Dr. Fiore?
Yeah, Peter, I also want to just say congratulations. And I'm going to take a minute and talk about Chantix or varenicline, which is the chemical name of the drug, just so that folks understand it. Because, Peter, you're not unusual that, you know, for whatever reason, the nicotine wasn't able to get you over the hump, but Chantix was. So what Chantix does, it's a pill that goes to the brain and simulates the kind of neuro effects that cigarettes do. So it, in essence, releases dopamine, which is what nicotine does, but it also blocks nicotine in the brain, so you take a drag of cigarette smoke and you don't get that reinforcing buzz that most people get, particularly the first cigarette of the morning. So it both simulates nicotine and blocks nicotine. It's a remarkable drug that was designed just to help people quit. Again, it's called varenicline or Chantix. You need a prescription, so you're going to have to see your doctor for that. It is even more effective than nicotine, although nicotine is effective for many people. Take advantage of it. Don't try to quit on your own if you, because insurance companies should pay for it as well. I want to mention that as well. So it's a great time to quit.
Peter, thank you again. Lanny in Ashland, we'll go to you next. Hi, Lanny.
Hello, how are you?
Great, appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys had mentioned some sort of drug that you could take besides Chantix. And what was it called, Varexacin or something like that? I was just trying to get the name of that, you know, because I know you guys mentioned it earlier.
Well,
because I've tried to quit so many times, and I'm 72 years old, and my deal is right now I need a hip replacement. And they said, well, you can't, you know, get a hip replacement unless you quit smoking. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, which is understandable because they told me all the negative things with smoking, how your infection will just keep getting that worse. You know, nicotine's not a good thing, but I've tried everything. I just don't know what to do, you know.
Well, Lanny, I feel for you because you're not alone. Tobacco has an incredible grip on a lot of people. The key thing is you just keep on trying. So the drugs that we talked about earlier were the nicotine replacement medicines, as well as Chantix. And what you're probably remembering is the chemical name I use for Chantix, which is called varenicline, V-A-N-E-L-I-N-E. So varenicline or Chantix, if you just Google Chantix, C-H-A-N-T-I-X, you'll get the chemical name of it, but you don't need that. You could just tell your doctor you need the pill, but it sounds like you've already tried that. There's another pill that we use before Chantix that some people find helpful, and that's called bupropion, B-U-P-R-O-P-I-O-N, bupropion. If you talk to your doctor or go on to our center's website, it'll describe all the medicines and how they work and how you access them. One last thing I want to say to you, Lonnie. What we've found is with some people like you, it's helpful to combine medicines. So, for example, use the patch, but also buy nicotine mini lozenges. They're like Tic Tacs. So you have the patch on, and then whenever you have an urge to have a cigarette, promise yourself for a day you're going to put a lozenge in your mouth that dissolves like a Tic Tac, and it'll take the edge off. And if it doesn't take the edge off with the first one, put a second one in your mouth. And combining two nicotine medicines often is a way that individuals like you are able to do this. The key thing is don't give up. You'll be able to do it, Lonnie, and get that hip thing care of.
Good luck, Lonnie. Thank you very much for calling. Glenn in Glen Arbor, your turn. Hi, Glenn.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hello. Thanks for the show. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering if I'm a smoker, and I've thought about the components of what I smoke a little bit. And I know cigarettes have all kinds of junk in them, but the nicotinic acid, is there these pills, Chantix and things, are those mimicking nicotinic acid?
So they are, a synthetic nicotine or, yeah, okay, Glenn, thanks.
Yeah, yeah. So Glenn, thanks for calling. Just so you know, there are actually more than 5,000 chemicals in every puff of cigarette smoke, 5,000, 50 of which are carcinogens. As I said earlier in the show, there's no legal product in America today that is as deadly as cigarettes. You're right to at least be thinking about quitting. So it's nicotine, not nicotinic acid, which is a different product. It's nicotine itself. And Chantix or varenicline is not synthetic nicotine. Rather, it mimics nicotine in that it causes the brain to release the chemicals that you crave when you're addicted to cigarette smoking, dopamine specifically. But it has another action, and that is it blocks the nicotine when it gets to the brain so you don't get the reinforcing effects. So it's not truly a synthetic nicotine. Rather, it mimics it and does more than that. Nicotine patches and gum and lozenges are just nicotine. In fact, derived from tobacco products in most instances. And it's important to know that nicotine, while it can be addictive, is not harmful. So you're not putting yourself at risk by taking the nicotine patch or the nicotine mini lozenge.
Tom in Buffalo County will give you a chance to join in now. Hi, Tom.
Yes, hello. Yeah, I was I had smoked for 50 years. I'm 74 years old now. And I tried the Chantix, and it works a treat. It starts out, like you said, blocking that reaction you get. That's kind of weird from smoking. And it takes a while to get used to it. I mean, it took me about 4 months to taper it off and get rid of all the habits that you have, basically like the oral fixation you'll have. And the other thing was, man, I had terrible dreams, but I said, no, I'm going to stick with this Chantix despite that because, yeah, it works.
Well, thank you, Tom.
Yeah, I want to congratulate you as well, Tom, and that's a good point for me to mention about the side effects of varenicline. And there are two that are very common. A third of people have vivid dreams and sleep disruption. So, Tom, that's the one you got. And sometimes they're pretty unpleasant. One thing you could do to lessen the sleep disruption is to take the second pill. It's a twice-a-day pill. The second one with supper rather than bedtime. So that's one thing you can do. The other side effect that's also about one-third of people is some nausea. And to deal with that, you don't want to take the medication on an empty stomach. Always take it with some food. So those are the two big side effects, sleep disruption, and we have a way to lessen that, and nausea, and we have a way to lessen that.
JV emailed us, how can you break the habit of long-term use of nicotine gum? He has a relative who seems to be using it as a substitute to smoking and has not been able to stop.
Yeah, well, thanks for that, because that's an important point. So here's what I say, because about 5% of people who use nicotine to quit or long term, and most of those people use the gum or the mini lozenges long term. Virtually no one uses the patch long term. So the first thing I would say to that family member is kudos for you for quitting. Because it's the cigarette smoke that's going to kill you, not the nicotine product. But if you want to quit the nicotine product, which I would try to do for sure, you could do to get, if you're using the gum, which it sounds like this person is doing, get a really spicy gum, like Big Red or one of those, and mix it with the nicotine gum, and then gradually when you use the gum, use a smaller piece of the nicotine and more of the Big Red gum so that you start substituting this product that has no nicotine in it, and some people are able to use that to gradually get off of the gum. But the key point is don't go back to smoking because you're using nicotine. Even if, unfortunately, you choose to use nicotine for the rest of your life, it is a smart and a safe decision.
Morris in Pelican Lake emailed us. He'd like to hear more about snuff and chewing tobacco, the risks, and how do you quit that?
Thank you. So snuff or chewing tobacco, the risks from that are primarily cancer of the mouth. And it's much less than from smoking, but it is a real risk. And I've seen too many patients who've had part of their mouth or jaw removed because of cancer of the mouth. How do you quit that? It's a tough thing to quit, but you can do it. And I would use the same medications that you use for quitting smoking. They work the same way, because the thing that keeps most people using chewing tobacco or chew is the nicotine and their addiction to that.
Yeah, it would seem like something you're putting in your mouth, and maybe the gum would be, for some people at least, would be a good alternative, the nicotine gum.
It's a reasonable thing to try, Larry.
Yeah, for sure. Well, young people, there are new nicotine products being marketed for the younger generation. The vapes and nicotine pouches are popular, and there's risk to that for people, for young people.
Right. So let's talk about vaping products. Most people know about Juul, but there's lots of them, and there's these new products, pouches, for example, that are coming into the marketplace. So the first thing I would say is that no young person should be using any nicotine-containing product, because we know that the adolescent brain and the young brain before age 20 is highly susceptible to nicotine, and it causes permanent changes in the brain that makes that individual at high risk of smoking for the rest of their life. And many people who start with vaping, particularly young people, advance onto smoking cigarettes to get a bigger hit. So I would definitely stay away from it. What is more complicated is the issue of adults who want to use vaping products to quit. And some have tried that, and many have used it successfully. Couple things about using vaping products to try to quit. First, none of them are approved for this purpose by the FDA. They've not been tested. Secondly, make sure you're not becoming what we call a dual user, both vaping and smoking. And lastly, if you use it, as I said, totally switch to the vaping product and have a time limit on how long you'll allow yourself to use the vaping product once you've gotten cigarettes out of your life.
All good points. And as we're kind of near the end of the show here, I wanted to go back to the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit line and maybe just run over that quickly about what people can get and how they can be helped.
Sure. So the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit line, which anybody could call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, or go on to Larry's site and you'll see how to access it via a text or via a website as well. You'll get a live counselor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, who'll help you set up a quit plan. But what Wisconsin is doing for a limited time is also sending people who call, who want it, 8 weeks of free nicotine medicine. And you get to choose whether you want the patch, the gum, or the lozenge. And that'll be available to help you to quit. So you have both the counseling and a quit plan and a number to call back when you're having challenges. But you also have medicine to deal with the physical addiction of cigarettes. So it's a great resource. Also, go on to our website, www.ctri.wisc.edu. And everything we talked about today is on there, as well as a lot of information about the medications.
This is always a pleasure to talk with you, Mike. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us. And all of that information, the contacts, is available. Go to ideas at WPR.org/Larry and go to today's date in the comments section, and all that Mike talked about is there. Our lines are all full. I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody, but Mike, it's been a pleasure. Thank you again, and I hope we can do this again. Thanks, Mike.
Sounds great, Larry. Sounds great. Thanks, everybody.
Dr. Mike Fiore, founder and director of the Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention at UW-Madison. Great to have him back. Taking a look at tomorrow on the show, Dr. Bill Stork back with us to give advice about keeping your dog or cat healthy. He has an update on the respiratory diseases in dogs, and he'll tell you what it means when your dog wags its tail. That's tomorrow at 11. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store. I'm Larry Mueller.